prophecies of Jesus' years before his birth that were fulfilled in his life, all of the below prophecies were written for 150 years before the birth of Christ. The prophets of old were searching what, or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ, and the glory that should follow. 1 Peter 1:11 prophecies from the Old Testament record of the fulfillment of prophecies. He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation to the ends of the earth." Isaiah 49:6. Isaiah lived 778 years before Christ. "I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you for a covenant to the people, for a light to the Gentiles." Isaiah 42:6. "And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." Isaiah 60:3. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and there was nothing made without him. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Him is Jesus, the life and the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the light. This man came as a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men might believe through it. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. John the Baptist was the witness of the light, Jesus, which is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. John 1:1-9. Jesus is the true light that enlightens every man in the world. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John 8:12. "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect one, Jesus Christ, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth judgment to the Gentiles." Isaiah 42:1. Isaiah lived 778 years before Christ was born. "Thus said the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard for the peoples, and they shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders." Isaiah 49:22. "Then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart shall reverently fear, and be enlarged swell with joy. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto you, the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto you." Isaiah 60:5. "Therefore your gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto you the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought." Isaiah 60:11. "And the Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name." Isaiah 62:2. "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious." Isaiah 11:10. "For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, said the Lord of hosts." Malachi 1:11. We all know that Jesus has been widely acclaimed by the Gentiles, but the letters of Paul and John in New Testament scriptures confirm it happening throughout Asia and the Roman Empire. Writing to churches in Corinth, Colossae, Ephesus, Rome, Galatia, Philippi, Thessalonia, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. "And I have other sheep, who are not of this flock. I must also call them to lead them out, and they will hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." John 10:16. "Paul, he is a chosen vessel to me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel." Acts 9:15. "Delivering you Paul from the Jewish people, and from the Gentiles, to whom the Gentiles I, Jesus, now send you, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, release from sin slavery, and an inheritance among those who are purified by faith in me." Acts 26:17-18. Peter said, "In every nation whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him." Acts 10:35. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Isaiah 7:14. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ occurred this way. After his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, before they were married, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit." Matt 1:18. "The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted means God with us. Matt 1:20-23, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, God Mighty, the Eternal Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with justice and righteousness from this time forward even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 9:6-7, and the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his forefather David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Luke 1:30-33, But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, although you are small among the clans of Judah, yet out of you shall one come forth to me, who is to be ruler Jesus in Israel, whose goings forth are from the days of eternity, from everlasting. Micah 5:2, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Matthew 2:1, Thus says the Lord. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children refused to be comforted for her children, because they were dead. Jeremiah 31:15, Then Herod, when he saw he was mocked by the wise men, was exceeding angry, and sent and killed all the male children who were in Bethlehem and the vicinity, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then it was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are not. Matthew 2:16-18, When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Hosea 11:1, And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. Matthew 2:14, For zeal of your house has eaten me up. Psalm 69:9, In the temple he found those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers sitting within it. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, including their sheep and the oxen, and poured out the coins of the money changers and overthrew the tables, saying to those who sold doves, Take these things from here, do not make my father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, Zeal for your house has eaten me up. John 2:14-17, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things of old. Psalm 78:2, And the disciples came to Jesus, and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? And he, Jesus, answered and said to them, Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because by their seeing natural seeing they do not see spiritually, and hearing naturally, they do not hear spiritually, neither do they understand. Matthew 13:10-13, Then he began to speak to them in parables. A certain man planted a vineyard and put a hedge around it, and dug a place for the wine vat and built a tower. Then he leased it out to vine dressers and went into a far country. Mark 12:1, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you. He is righteous and having salvation, meek and riding upon an ass, upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Zechariah 9:9, They took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the king of Israel who comes in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat on it. As it is written, John 12:13-14, Then he brought me back the way of the gate of the outward sanctuary which looks toward the east. And it was shut. Then said the Lord to me, This gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened, and no man shall enter in by it. Because the Lord, the God of Israel, has entered in by it, therefore it shall remain shut. Ezekiel 44:1-2, On Palm Sunday Jesus entered Jerusalem through the Golden Gate. When you go to Jerusalem, look at the Golden Gate. It is shut with stone and cement, and with a Muslim cemetery in its front, through which a Jewish Messiah will never pass. Yea, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who did ate bread with me, has lifted up his heel against me. Psalm 41:9. Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, saying, Truly, truly, I say to you that one of you will betray me. And when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. John 13:21-26. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, a disciple of 3 years' time, went to the chief priests to betray him to them. Mark 14:10. And I said unto them, If you think it good, give me my price, and if not, refuse. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. Zechariah 11:12. And said to them, What will you give me if I deliver him Jesus to you? And they made an agreement with him for 30 pieces of silver. Matthew 26:15. And the Lord said to me, Cast it to the potter, the miserable price at which I was priced by them. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of the Lord for the potter. Zechariah 11:13. And the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, It is not lawful for us to put the money into the treasury, because it is the price of blood. So they took counsel and bought the potter's field to bury strangers in with the silver. Matthew 27:6-7. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Psalm 109:7-8. And they prayed and said, You, Lord, who knows the hearts of all men, show which of these two you have chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, so that he might go where he belongs. And they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, so he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Acts 1:24-26. Do not deliver me over to the will of my enemies, for false witnesses have risen up against me, breathing out cruelty and violence. Psalm 27:12. But they found none. Yes, though many false witnesses came, yet they found none. At two false witnesses came forward and said, This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. Matthew 26:60-61. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, he did not open his mouth. Isaiah 53:7. But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said to him, I charge you by the living God, that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God. Matthew 26:63. And while he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, Do you not hear how many things they witness against you? But he never answered a word to him, so that the governor marveled greatly. Matthew 27:12-14. And he went back into the judgment hall and said to Jesus, Where are you from? But Jesus gave him no answer. John 19:9. So he questioned him with many words, but he answered him nothing. Luke 23:9. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to those who plucked off the hair. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. Isaiah 50:6. And some began to spit on him, and to blindfold him, and to strike him, and to say to him, Prophesy. And the guards slapped him and struck him with blows. Mark 14:65. He was so disfigured that he no longer looked like a man. Isaiah 52:14. Then they struck him again and again on the head with a staff, and spit on him, and bowing their knees they pretended to worship him. Mark 15:19. Then the soldiers took Jesus into the common hall, and gathered around him the entire cohort of Roman soldiers. Then they spit on him, and took the staff and hit him repeatedly on the head. Matt 27:26-30. The men who held Jesus mocked him and beat him. And when they had blindfolded him, they repeatedly hit him in the face and asked him, Prophesy, who is it that struck you? Luke 22:63-64. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Isaiah 53:3. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and its Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nations abhor, to a servant of rulers. Kings shall see you and arise, princes also shall worship you, because of the Lord who is faithful and the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. Isaiah 49:7. But I am a worm and no man, scorned by men and despised by the people. Psalm 22:6. Then he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, almost to death. Matthew 26:38. He was in the world, and the world had been made by him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. John 1:10-11. Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be fulfilled. For he will be delivered to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and insulted and spit on. And they will flog him and put him to death, and the third day he will rise again." Luke 18:31-33 Those who hate me without cause are more than the hairs of my head. Those who are wrongfully my enemies and would destroy me are mighty. I am forced to restore that which I did not steal. Psalm 69, "For he who hates me also hates my Father. If I had not done among them the works which no other man has done, they would not have had sin. But now they have both seen and hated, both me and my Father. This is to fulfill the word written in their law, which is, they hated me without a cause." John 15:23-25, "They part my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing." Psalm 22:18, "And they crucified him, and parted his garments by casting lots, so that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and cast lots for my clothing." Matthew 27:35, "For dogs have surrounded me, the assembly of the wicked have encircled me. They pierced my hands and my feet." Psalm 22:16, "And they will look upon me whom they have pierced." Zechariah 12:10, "And they crucified him. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there." Matthew 27:35-36, "Thomas said to them, unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the wounds of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now after 8 days, his disciples were again meeting behind closed doors, and Thomas was with them. And although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach here with your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and thrust it into my side, and do not be faithless, but believe." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." John 20:25-28, "He poured out his soul to death, and he was numbered with the transgressors." Isaiah 53:12, "There were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left." Matthew 27:38, "My strength is dried up like a fragment of broken pottery. My tongue cleaves to my jaws, and you have brought me into the dust of death." Psalm 22:15, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, said, I thirst, to fulfill the prophecy of Scripture." John 19:28, "They gave me gall for my food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." Psalm 69:21, "They gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall, but when he had tasted it, he would not drink it." Matthew 27:34, "He keeps all his bones, not one of them will be broken." Psalm 34:20, "So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately came blood and water out." John 19:32-34, "But I am a worm and no man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All those who see me laugh at me and mock me. They shoot out the lip, make faces at me. They wag, shake their head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him since he delights in him." Psalm 22:7-8, "And those who passed by reviled him, wagging, shaking their heads and saying, you who can destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests, scribes, and elders mocked him, saying, he saved others, but he cannot save himself. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. And the thieves who were crucified with him derided Jesus the same way. Matthew 27:39-44, "They will look on me, the one they have pierced." Zechariah 12:10, "One of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear." John 19:34, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning?" Psalm 22:1, "And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Matthew 27:46, "Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, and infirmities, and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement needed for our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Isaiah 53:4-5, "When the evening had come, they brought many who were possessed with devils to him, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all who were sick. that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Matthew 8, 16-17 And he was assigned a grave with the wicked, but with the rich in his death, although he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Isaiah 53, 9 Now when the evening came, a rich man of Arimathea too came there, named Joseph, who also had been one of Jesus' disciples. And he went to Pilate and pleaded for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered to Joseph. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and departed. Matthew 27, 57-60 Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he has put him to grief. Isaiah 53, 10 When he had scourged Jesus. Matt 27:26 They repeatedly hit him in the face. Luke 22:64 Then he said he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Matthew 26:38 When you make his soul an offering for sin. Isaiah 53:10 The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6 The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him, and said, Look, there is he Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. John 1:29 But one of them, named Caiaphas, who was the high priest that same year, said to them, You know nothing at all, nor consider that it is advantageous for us that one man should die for the people rather than the whole nation should perish. He did not speak this of himself, but because he was high priest that year, he had prophesied that Jesus would die for that nation. John 11, 49-51 Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones. Zechariah 13, 7 All of you will stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But Peter said to him, Even if all the others stumble, I will not. After denial, and Peter recalled the words that Jesus said to him, Before the rooster crows twice, you shall deny me three times. And when he thought on it, he broke down and wept. Mark 14, 27-72 After 2 days he will revive us, on the third day he will restore us, in the third day he will raise us up so that we may live in his sight. Hosea 6:2 He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Luke 24, 6-7 Your dead men shall live, their dead bodies shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in dust, for your dew is like the dew of the dawn light, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Isaiah 26:19 And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who slept arose, and coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Matthew 27:52-53 You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive, you have given gifts to men, yes, to the rebellious also, so that the Lord God might dwell there. Psalm 68:18 Hen he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Luke 24:50-51 God said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Psalm 110. One who being the brightness of his glory and the representation of his being, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had made ready a cleansing of sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, Hebrews 1:3. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom you desire, behold, he will come, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 3, 1 John answered, saying to them all, I indeed baptize you with water. But one mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to unfasten. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, whose winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. Luke 3:16-17 The next day John saw Jesus coming to him and said, Look, there is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. John 1:29 Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. Malachi 4:5 For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, John is Elijah who was to come. Matthew 11:13-14 I will proclaim the decree that the Lord has said to me, You are my son, this day I have begotten you. Psalm 2:7 And lo, a voice came from heaven which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3, 17. At the first, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time he will honor Galilee of the nations, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Isaiah 9:1-2. And leaving Nazareth, he went and dwelt in Capernaum, which is on the sea coast, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, land of Galilee. Matthew 4:13-16. Moses said, "From among you the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like me to you of your brothers, you shall listen to him." Deuteronomy 18:15. Then those men, when they saw the miracle that Jesus had done, said, "This is of a truth the prophet who is to come into the world." John 6:14. He is despised and rejected by men. Isaiah 53:3. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. John 1:11. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Isaiah 35:5. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim deliverance to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound in slavery to sin. Isaiah 61:1. When the men had come to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, 'Are you he who was to come, or should we look for another?'" Now that very hour Jesus had cured many people of infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and he had given sight to many who were blind. And Jesus answered them, saying, "Go your way and tell John the things you have seen and heard: how the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the gospel is preached to the poor." Luke 7:30-22. 70 weeks are determined upon your people and upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy of holies. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem until the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks, 69 total weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublesome times. Daniel 9:24-25. 69 weeks x 7 days / week equals 483 days. Num 14:33-34, Ez 4:4-6, shows us how a day is a year. Daniel prophesied the time to be 483 years. The Jewish year was 360 days, so adjusting for our calendar years, the time calculates. 483 years x 360 days / year equals 173, 880 days, 365.25 days / year equals 476 years. The 444 BC decree from Artaxerxes, 465-425 BC. In the 20th year of his reign to Nehemiah, see Nehemiah 2:1-8, authorized the rebuilding the wall. We count 443 years before the birth as the first of the 476 years because there is no zero year. The dates go from 1 BC to 1 AD. That leaves the prophecy date to be about 476-443 equals 33 AD, the coming of the Messiah or Prince. However, there is a very convincing analysis of the exact date of the crucifixion of Jesus, which joins Scripture's account of the eclipse of the sun to the historical dates of the lunar eclipse. There was only one lunar eclipse visible from Jerusalem at the time of Passover in the period from 2636 AD. It occurred on Friday, April 3, AD 33. The moon rose above the horizon already in the midst of eclipse and would have progressively turned to blood as the eclipse continued. We know the Messiah has come and is not coming thousands of years later, and Jesus is obviously the only historical figure that could possibly have fulfilled the prophecy. To still be waiting on the Messiah is to label Daniel a false prophet, who obviously was a true prophet, even recognized by the heathen King Nebuchadnezzar. Click here for prophecies continued how Jesus fulfilled the Jewish expectations of Messiah according to Jewish scripture and belief. The true Messiah must meet the following requirements. Jewish expectations, how Jesus fulfilled the expectations of Messiah, be an observant Jewish man, descended from the house of King David before his ministry began. Jesus was so respected as an observant Jewish man that he was regularly taught and read scriptures in his synagogue's Sabbath meeting. Jesus was by both his father and mother a direct descendant of David, Joseph through Solomon, Matthew 1:7-15. Thus inheriting the legal right to the throne of David, and Mary through David's son, Nathan, Luke 3:23-31. Her line thus carrying the seed of David, since Solomon's line had been refused the throne because of Jechoniah's sin. Be an ordinary human being, as opposed to the Son of God. Jesus was the Son of God, who humbled himself to become an ordinary man to die on the cross. He was looked on as just the carpenter's son, an ordinary man. Bring peace to the world as he does bring peace to anyone in the world who accepts him and follows him to the cross, to receive peace as the fruit of the Spirit. Gather all Jews back into Israel as he does gather all real Jews, those with a circumcised heart, into spiritual, heavenly Israel. Rebuild the ancient temple in Jerusalem as he does rebuild the temple in New Jerusalem, the heavenly, spiritual Jerusalem. Jesus and his saints being the temple, each saint being a living stone, each overcomer of the world, and its lusts being a pillar in the temple. Unite humanity in the worship of the Jewish God and Torah observance. 1. Certainly he unites true believers from all nations, particularly the Gentiles, in worship of the Jewish God. The Jewish God is acknowledged as God by billions all over the world. 2. Jesus preached observance of the law, and he even strengthened the law. He made adultery, not just the act, but the thought in the heart. He made murder, not just the act, but the anger and hate in the heart. He changed eye for an eye to turn the other cheek, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. He told us not to repay injury or insult. He told us that restraint of sin was not enough, but that we were defiled by what was in our hearts, so our hearts must be cleansed of even the desire or inclination to sin. And so his true believers, who have crucified their lusts and affections on the inward cross of self-denial, observe the law, even exceeding the law by walking in the royal law of love. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and any other commandments are all briefly summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love works no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Rom 13:8-1. For all the law is fulfilled in one command, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Gal 5:14. Do we then render inoperative the law through faith? Absolutely not, instead we establish the law. Rom 3:31. A man who walks in the royal law of love is prompted and energized by God what to say and what to do, so that his every action and word is from loving obedience to God. Truly such a man loves the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Deut 6:4-5. Such a man greatly exceeds the law. The Jews condemned Jesus because he admitted he was the Son of God. So they killed him because they said he had violated their law and blasphemed. But the major reason was they feared the loss of their religion and nation. Although the New Testament is clear that there is only one God, despite the mistake of most of Christianity, and although Jesus said, "The Father is greater than I," John 14:28, and although Jesus said he only spoke and did as God told to him to speak and do, and although Jesus told Mary, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." John 20:17. The Jews said Jesus was claiming equality with God by stating he was the Son of God, which they said was blasphemy. The Jews believed that the Messiah would only be a man, and they acted like they had never heard of the Son of God, yet their own scriptures from the Old Testament, the six below, speak of the Son. Old Testament book of Proverbs says, "Who has ascended up into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if you can tell?" Proverbs 30:4. In the Old Testament book of Psalms, King David spoke very, very reverently of the Son, ascribing to him the power of God. "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, for his wrath is quick to be kindled. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him." PSA 2:12. In the original Old Testament book of 4 Esdras, the bride shall appear, and he shall come forth and be seen that now is under the earth. For my son Jesus shall appear with those that be with him, and those who remain shall rejoice within 400 years. And after these same years shall my son Christ die. 4 Esdras 7:27-29 I, Esdras, saw upon the Mount Zion a great people, whom I could not number, and they all praised the Lord with songs. And in the midst of them there was a young man of a high stature, taller than all the rest, and upon every one of their heads he set crowns, and was more exalted, which I marveled at greatly. So I asked the angel, and said, Sir, what are these? He answered and said unto me, These are those who have put off the mortal clothing, put on the immortal, and have confessed the name of God. Now are they crowned, and they receive palms. Then said I unto the angel, What young person is it who crowns them and gives them palms in their hands? So he answered and said unto me, It is the Son of God, whom they have confessed in the world. Then began I to greatly admire those who had stood so rigidly for the name of the Lord. Then the angel said unto me, Go your way, and tell my people what manner of things, and how great wonders of the Lord your God you have seen. 4 Esdras 2:42-48 The book of Esdras is so unfamiliar to most. It was in the original Old Testament and King James Bible, but was later removed. Parts of the books are in Ezra and Nehemiah. This book still appears in the Latin Vulgate Bible. Because George Fox quoted from this book, it is included on this site. See Esdras, Chapter 1 Introduction for more on Esdras. In the Old Testament book of Daniel, even the heathen king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, could recognize the Son of God. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spoke, and said to his counselors, Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Look, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not harmed, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Daniel 3:23-25 Further in the Old Testament book of Daniel, Daniel himself saw Jesus coming on the clouds. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. Dan 7:13 Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward every man according to his works, not just a particular generation. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Matt 16:27-8, Mark 8:38-9, 1 Luke 9:26-27 Those not purified to see Jesus coming, appearing in their hearts before death, see him as they die, as all peoples, all nations, all generations do. Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye will see him, and also those who pierced him. Also, the Jews of 2,000 years ago will see him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, Amen. Rev 1:7 2,000 years ago, to the Jewish high priest and the Pharisees at his trial, Jesus said, You shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Mark 14:62 The Jews' accusations were baseless. Their own Old Testament scriptures testified in multiple of books to the existence of a Son of God and the Son of Man. The Jews, incorrectly interpreting the scriptures, rejected Christ, expecting a physical king to appear and reestablish an earthly Jewish kingdom. Similarly, 100 generations of Christendom, incorrectly interpreting the scriptures, have rejected listening to and obeying Christ within them, expecting an outward appearance, expecting Christ to physically appear to be king of the whole world, thereby missing the possibility of preparing for his inward, individual spiritual appearance in them. This is a major deception with disastrous consequences to those so deceived. Scriptures on the divinity of Jesus in the beginning was the Word, and the Word Jesus was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made without him. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world did not know him. John 1:1-4, 10-11 Who Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, Colossians 1:15. For by him Jesus all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the head of his body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that all fullness should dwell in him, and, having made peace through the blood of his cross, to reconcile by him Jesus, all things to himself the Father. By him Jesus, I say, whether they are things on earth or things in heaven. Colossians 1, 16-20 Who, Christ, though he was one with God and in the form of God, did not think this equality with God was something to be retained, held fast. But made himself nothing, and took upon himself the nature of a slave, and became like men, born a human being. And after appearing in the likeness of man, he humbled himself further, and carried his obedience to death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2, 6-8 Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, then we shall be satisfied. Then Jesus said to him, Have I been with you such a long time, and you still have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father, so how can you then say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you are not spoken from myself, but from the Father living in me, who does the miracles. John 14, 8-10 has in these last days spoken to us in his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, and through whom he created the worlds. Heb 1:2 For as the Father raises up the dead and brings them to life, even so the Son brings to life whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment to the Son, so that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that does not honor the Son, does not honor the Father who has sent him the Son. John 5:21-23 Speaking at the Last Supper, just before his crucifixion, Jesus said, And now, O Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory that I had with you before the world was. John 17:5 God is light. God is a consuming fire. God is a spirit. In the beginning, Jesus stepped out of the light, fire, and spirit called God to become the visible representation of God as the firstborn Jesus of all the new creation, so that all God's fullness could dwell in him. Jesus, and then by him, Jesus, were all things created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist, so that in all things he might have the preeminence. He is essentially one with God and in the form of God. Yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom all things exist, and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom all things are made, by and through whom we exist, 1 Cor 8:6. For there is one God the Father, and one mediator between God the Father and men, Christ Jesus, himself having been human, 1 Tim 2:5. And having made peace through the blood of his cross to reconcile by him Jesus, all things to himself the Father. By him, I say, whether they are things on earth or things in heaven. Col 1:5-20. All will be reconciled to God. The few who are crucified, purified, and perfected while on earth with great reward, and the many who are purified in hell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross to reconcile by him Jesus, all things to himself the Father. By him Jesus, I say, whether they are things on earth or things in heaven. Col 1:20. Below is an extract of a letter written by George Whitehead, the great statesman of the early Quakers, who brilliantly interfaced with four kings of England in his long service of 71 years as a minister of truth. This portion of the letter addresses the divinity of Christ. Let us consider the only begotten Son of God, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, and what confession and honor is given unto him in Holy Scripture, both respecting his eternal deity and perfect manhood. And to prevent all occasions of doubts or disputes about the same matter, I refer you and all concerned to the following scriptures. Isa 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Written 650 years before Christ's earthly birth, a prophecy of Jesus Christ, respecting his birth of the virgin as a man-child and his being Emmanuel, God with us or in us. Isa 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, God Mighty, the Eternal Prince of Peace. Written 650 years before Christ's earthly birth, an excellent prophecy and testimony of Jesus Christ, respecting his birth as a man-child, and his divine wisdom and deity as God, Eternal, etc. Mike 5:2 and Matt 1:23:2:1. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrata, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, Yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Micah wrote this prophecy 700 years before Christ's earthly birth, showing that Christ existed, as to his divinity, before he was born in Bethlehem in Judah. John 1:1-4, 10-11. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Rom 1:3-4. Concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. And Rom 9:5. Whose are the fathers, and of whom as concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Therefore, that Jesus Christ his being truly man and the Son or God, and God over all, thus declared. First, respecting his manhood, is said of him, Luke 2. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And when 12 years old and was found in the temple among the doctors, hearing them and asking them questions, all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers, Luke 2:40-42, 46-47, and Luke 2:52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men. O wonderful child, and most excellent heavenly man! He has left us a blessed example in order to follow him, and to grow in his grace and wisdom, by the help of his Holy Spirit and power. Consider also, that by the wondrous works and miracles that Christ wrought on earth by the power of God, he had great adoration and honor in many hearts. And so do his great and spiritual cures, which by his divine light and power, he has wrought and worked on many souls in this day. Glory and honor to his name forever. See Isa 42, 6-7, John 11:25-26, 42-44, F2, 1 and Psalm 147, 7 and Psalm 103. There is no cause to question Christ the Son of God, whom he has highly exalted, having a name given him above every name, unto which every knee shall bow. Phil 2:9. Surely the mighty God or God over all is a name, yes, a power divine above every other name, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. F 3:9. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, Col 1:16. As God created all things in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible. By Jesus Christ. This speaks of his being the eternal wisdom, power, and word or God, Rev 19:13, John 1:3, see likewise Heb 1:1-2. God who at sundry times, and in divers manners, spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Then the Son of God was before the worlds were made, to which agrees Heb 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. See also John 5:21-23. As the Father raises up the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will, for the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which has sent him. How can any so honor the Son, who count him only a mere man? John 17:5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with your own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. These were Christ's own words and testimony in his prayer to the Father. See 1 John 5:20. How the true God and eternal life is ascribed to the Son as well as to the Father, who are one? John 10:30. It is also observable, the children of Israel, who were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink of the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, or went with them, and that rock was Christ. 1 Cor 10:2-4. And this was long before Christ came in the flesh. Christ was and is the rock of ages, and foundation of many generations, both before and after his coming in the flesh. George Whitehead, this website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God in his kingdom.